Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis, and we are finishing up Simin Kuf Chav Gimel. We're up to Sif Vav, and the Mechaber starts off and he writes Kishiyach Zar Shliach Tzibur Atvilu. When the Chazan does the Chazar Sashatz, Yomer Gan Kem Hashem Svosai Tivtach. When he begins his Chazar Sashatz, he also says Hashem Svosai Tivtach at the beginning, just like we do in our silent Shmon Esrei. However, the Rama adds Avolena Omer B'Sof Atvilu Yulu Ratzon. But we don't conclude Chazan. That is, doesn't conclude at the end of his Shmon Esrei after he says Mavorech Esmari Sof Shalom. He doesn't say Yulu Ratzon over there. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Siv Koton Chafalef writes, "The Somech Al Tiskabel Tzloson Shomer LeBesof." The reason why he doesn't have to say Yulu Ratzon, that it should be your will, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that my word should be accepted, because when he says Tiskabel Tzloson, which also means let our Shmon Esrei be accepted, let my Tefillah be accepted, that will satisfy that requirement. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shalah, B'Shalah Kosav Loma Yulu Ratzon. Do we do in fact say the Yulu Ratzon? And the Gra writes, because of Agra, V'Divrei HaShalah Ikar, that the words of the Shalah are correct, and one should say, as the Chazan, Yulu Ratzon. The issue footnote number 25 brings down that if for whatever the reason the Chazan did not daven the silent Shmon Esrei, he just started straight off what we call like a half Shmon Esrei, he started straight off from the Chazaras Hashatz, then he would say Yulu Ratzon at the end. Also points out that on Tisha B'Av, when we don't say Tiskabel Tzloson, so then the Shelus Tshuvas River of Sephraim says you should say Yulu Ratzon in that situation at the conclusion of Chazaras Hashatz. Likewise, if the Chazan switches after Tachnun, and we have a new Chazan take over for Ashri Levol Tzion, so the Aderis writes as well in that situation that the first Shaliach Tzibo should say Yulu Ratzon. The issue footnote number 26 brings down in the name of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that just like we don't say Hashem Svasai Tivtoch out loud, we say Yulu Ratzon Imri Fei also silently. However, as I mentioned previously, Rav Shechter Shlita said over the name of the Rav Zatzal, Rav Yosher Bar Soloveitchik Zatzal, that we say both Hashem Svasai Tivtoch and Yulu Ratzon out loud. That concludes Simen Kuf Chav Gimel. And now we go to Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, which are the laws of Chazaras Hashatz. Mechaber starts off and he says, Li'achar shesimu at tzibur tvilosan. After the tzibur finishes its silent Shmon Esrei, Yachzo shliach tzibur tvilah. Then the Chazan says, Chazaras Hashatz. Shem Yesh, what's the purpose of this? Shem Yesh mi she'eno yodeh l'spal. If there is somebody present in the shul that doesn't know how to daven, Yechavi l'mashu omer v'yotzi bo. He will listen carefully to what the Chazan repeats to Shmon Esrei, the Chazaras Hashatz, and it will be yotzi his obligation with that Shmon Esrei. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'tzorech oso shiyotze b'tvila shliach tzibur." And a person who is trying to be yotze with the shliach tzibur, he has to be careful to pay attention. L'chavin l'chol mash omer shliach tzibur meirosh v'atzof. He has to pay attention to listen to every single word from the very beginning to the very end of the Chazaras Hashatz. Ve'eno mafsik. He shouldn't have any interruptions. Ve'eno mesiach, and he shouldn't talk in between. And at the conclusion of the Chazan's Chazaras Hashatz, uposeh shalosh mesios li'achrov ki'odim shemispal li'atzmo. He takes the three steps back at the conclusion, just like a person who's davening to himself. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Koton Aleph writes, She'eni yodeya, he doesn't know, Abul habaki eno yotze. This Chazaras Hashatz can be yemotze, a person who doesn't know, but a person who is a baki, who knows how to daven himself, is not allowed to fulfill his obligation by listening to the Chazaras Hashatz. Afilu b'dieved, and this is true even after the fact, by the tefillas of the Shliach Tzibur, he should not be yotze. Vafilu b'she'eno baki eno yotze, and even a person who doesn't know how to do davening, he's not yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, ki b'yesh asor b'vesa knesses. Only if there's a minion present, then there's a Chazaras Hashatz. But if somebody individually is saying Yishmon Esrei, so then he can't say it out loud, so a person who doesn't know will be able to be Yotze with him. The issue footnote number one brings down that another reason is brought down for Chazaras Hashatz, besides being Motze, the individual who doesn't know how to daven on his own, and it's brought down in the Bir Halacha in Simen Samach Tes, which is brought down based upon a Tosus in Megillah. Kidei Lomar Kedusha B'Tzibur. This is in order to say the Kedusha altogether in the Tzibur, and this is based upon the Torah in the Beis Yosef as well. And another reason brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan, Shetzorach L'Omer Gam Beglal Birchas Kohanim, that we also need to say the Chazaras Hashatz to allow us to say Birchas Kohanim, because Iavsho Levarcho B'li Shispalu Shlosh HaBrochos HaAchronos, you can't say it unless you say the three brochos together at the end. The issue footnote number two brings down, Im Lois Balo Mariv, if a person didn't daven Mariv, and now he wants to daven Shachris twice, so in this situation he can be Yotzi by listening to the Chazan, even if he's a Baki, because Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, so therefore the rabbis were Makel in this respect. And the issue footnote number three brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that here the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that an individual can't be motzi another individual. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Tzadi Dalet. However, the Ramah over there disagrees and says that an individual in his private Shmon Esrei can be motzi somebody else. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds on that even the Maruch Ramah isn't saying that it's a fact, he's just bringing down another Deya, but he's mesupik as to what the din is. In this situation, he also brings down that if one person says it and another person is saying it, then mila b'mila after him, certainly that is certainly a way that the other person can be motzi who doesn't know how to daven on his own. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis writes, but tzorich shiyovim b'loshon hakodesh. When the person is listening, he has to understand loshon kodesh, or else he can't be yotzei with the shliach tzibur. Im lochein lo mahani af shishomeach b'shliach tzibur kol teva. If he doesn't understand what the shliach tzibur is saying, he cannot be yotzei with the chazaras hashatz. Abul hamispalo bi'atzim b'loshon hakodesh. However, an individual davening in loshon hakodesh, if he doesn't understand it, afilu meino mevin haloshon yotzei. Even if he doesn't understand it at all, he is yotzei. In fact, and ayin le'el simon kufalof Mishnah Berurah, we've already discussed this, where he pointed out that at least al koponim birchas avos for the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, the bracha of Magen Avraham, you're lohavin mashu omer. One should try very hard to know what the meaning of that bracha is, because b'di'evid you're only yotzei if you don't know the meaning. But lechatchila you certainly should know the meaning. And as well, he points out that we learn some of these halachos in simon samach bay. In the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel over there, in terms of that it's preferable for a person to daven in Hebrew, even if he doesn't understand Hebrew, rather than davening in a foreign language. Sivkot and Gimel. The Eino Mafsik, he's not allowed to make any Hafsaka, the Mishnah Berurah says, when he's listening to the Chazar Sashatz. Hainu afilu shama me'acherim betoch kach eze kedush o baruchu. Even if he's in the middle of listening to the Chazar Sashatz and another minion nearby is saying kedush o baruchu or something like that, he shouldn't interrupt. And certainly, because she came to us, Alanos baruchu v'roch shemo, and certainly he's not allowed to answer baruchu v'roch shemo. However, he should respond, the person listening to the Chazan and being Yotzei with his Shemoneh Esrei, avol amen, al kol bracha tzorich lanos. He does have to answer amen to every bracha, as we'll see in Sif Vav, the Hushayach Latvila, because this is really part of the davening. The issue footer number 6 brings down that the person listening to the Chazan's Chazaras Hashatz and being Yotzi with that should also stand up with his feet together like a person saying Shemoneh Esrei himself. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Shaliach Tzibo Shenichnas Beis HaKnesses. If a person is a Chazan and he's coming into the shul, he has not davened his Sarlan Shemoneh Esrei. Umotzo Shibo Shespalu Belachash, and the Tzibo just finished his Sarlan Shemoneh Esrei, and nobody, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah explains, nobody knows how to do the Chazaras Hashatz. V'utzorech Lamod Lefnei HaTeva Lialter, and he therefore is the only one capable of doing the Chazaras Hashatz, so he is allowed to go up there and start his Chazaras Hashatz for the Tzibo. Yorid Lefnei HaTeva Mespalu Bekorom LaTzibo. And he doesn't have to then do a silent Shemoneh Esrei for himself afterwards. His davening for the Tzibur also fulfills his personal obligation to say the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, the Ein Bohem Echot Shiuchal Espal Lefnei Omud. Nobody else was capable of being the Chazan. However, the Ilav Hachi, if that were not the case, Ein Nachon Shu Yispal Lemekorom. It's improper for somebody to walk in and just go straight up there and be the Chazan. Because he hasn't said yet a silent Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore that's not proper. But if there is nobody else that can do it, so then this is permissible. The issue footnote number 9 brings down that the purpose of saying the silent Shemoneh Esrei normally for the Chazan is to prepare himself to say Shemoneh Esrei properly. He should be shkura b'fiv when he says the Chazaras Hashatz. This is true even if a person is familiar with the davening in general, but because he's going to be davening for the tzibur, he has a mosa de tzibura, and tzorich lasad de tfilosa b'chol pam, and therefore he should prepare, even though he normally says he knows it, but he should prepare by saying the Sarlan Shemoneh Esrei before he says the Chazaras Hashatz. There's a big machlokas that's also brought down in the end of this footnote, Dirshu, footnote number 9, as to whether the Chazan, if he's davening a different nusach than the Tzibur, his own personal nusach, what Shemoneh Esrei should he say in his Sarlan Shemoneh Esrei? Let's say, for example, he's davening in a shul that's davening Sfar, but he normally davens Ashkenaz, so what should he say in his Sarlan Shemoneh Esrei? So the opinion of many Gedolei Yisrael, Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Rav Yashav Zatzal, Rav Osner Zatzal, all of these great Gedolei from Gedolim from Eretz Yisrael, they all held that the person should daven his own personal nusach in his silent Shemoneh Esrei, and then he can daven the Tzibur's nusach in their Chazaras Hashatz. Umosif Rav Ozner, Rav Ozner adds, Zebetnai, this is only on the condition, Shemakav Yadeh Shalom Yitab Tfiloso, that he knows that he won't make a mistake. If he davens his silent Shemoneh Esrei Ashkenaz, and then he davens for the Tzibur Svar, he knows he'll do it right, then he's allowed to do this. And this is also brought down as an Edus from the Chavetz Chaim himself. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe says no, that the person who's davening in Nusach Svar must say the silent Shemoneh Esrei Nusach Svar as well, even though he normally davens Nusach Ashkenaz and vice versa. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschu the Yotzibo brings down an interesting situation. If somebody has a suffix on Shabbos or on Musaf Cholamoid, for example, did he or did he not daven? And you normally say, if you're not sure, you do a Tfilas Nadav. You say, if I'm obligated to daven, this is a Tfilas Chova. If I'm not obligated to daven, then it's a Tfilas Nadav. But on Shabbos or on Cholamoid, you're not allowed to do a Tfilas Nadav. So he says, such a person should try to be the Shaliach Tzibur for a Tzibur, and this way his extra Tfilah that he davens can also be the Tashlumim for the Tfilah that he may or may not need to make up. The issue footnote number 8 points out that's really only if he's the Shaliach Tzibur, but he can't use this by listening to the Shaliach Tzibur to be Yotzi this Sofek. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hay writes that he doesn't have to go and repeat the Sarlan Shmanesra when he came in suddenly to be the chazan for the Tzibur. Why? Because his chazar sashatz also fulfilled his own personal obligation of the Sarlan Shmanesra. The kivin de lachayru motzi is because he's able to be motzi other people. Certainly liatzma lo koshakein, he can be motzi himself. And we don't say there's a problem over here of saying the Shmoneh Esrei out loud, which we said you're not supposed to do, and a person who does so is from those of little faith, Ketani Amona, or that he's over, that he's raising his voice during the silent Shmoneh Esrei, which you're not allowed to do. So if this Chazaras Hashatz is also counting the silent Shmoneh Esrei, you thought he might not be allowed to say it out loud, so comes to tell us the Mishnah Berurah that he can. He's not doing this on purpose, he's doing this because he has no other choice, and therefore it's not called Ketani Amona or Mashmiya. Furthermore, if for the shliach tzibur, for whatever the reason, already davened the silent shmoneh esrei, then his davening lo lispalach chazaras hashatz b'shul tzibur acher, and another tzibur needs him, and they don't have anybody else that can say the chazaras hashatz, and he's the only one that's available, lo yispalach b'lachash pam shenis. He doesn't have to repeat the silent shmoneh esrei; he can go straight up there for certain lechatchila and do the chazaras hashatz for them. Dirshu footnote number 12 brings down that he can even do this if even he's already been the shliach tzibur in another minyan, if he's the only one capable of davening for the tzibur as the shliach tzibur of chazaras hashatz. So even though he's already davened at the vasikin minyan, for example, he could still be the one to daven at the regular time minyan, again, assuming nobody else is qualified to do so. The Rama adds over here, and he says, Hagah, v'chein hu shasadchak, under extenuating circumstances, what is that? Kigon shiare shavar zman ha-tvila. Likewise, if they're concerned that they're going to miss the zman ha-tvila, then yuchal espalam yad b'kol ram. Then we can do something which we people refer to as a hecha shmon esrei, or a hecha kedusha, or a hef shmon esrei, which is that a person goes up there and he just starts off with the Chazaras Hashatz. He says it till Kedusha, Hakel HaKadosh, and then he says the rest of the Shmoneh Esrei silently. So in this situation, under extenuating circumstances, the Rama says this is acceptable. Yuchal espala miyad b'kol ram, you just start off straight with Chazaras Hashatz. V'atzibur mispala imo mila b'mila. According to this opinion of the Rama, the Tzibur starts with him as well. While the Chazan starts off his Chazaras Hashatz without having anybody say the Sarlan Shmoneh Esrei, the Tzibur says it with him, belachash, mila b'mila, they say it quietly along with the Chazan, until ad the achar akel kadosh, until after Kedusha, until after akel kadosh, and in this way they all fulfill their obligation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav adds on over here, and he says, below shasadchak, if it's not extenuating circumstances, then hiskimu habe me'achronim shalol lasos kein, then most of the achronim say one should not do this. Ki ikra takon hoiso midino l'spala mitrila belachash, because the rabbi set up that you first should say the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and only afterwards v'achakach b'kol ram, and only after that do we say the Chazaras Hashatz. The issue footnote number 13 brings down a very interesting discussion, and he writes, how about all those places that daven, especially by mincha time, what we call a hecha Shmoneh Esrei, hecha kedusha, where they only do half the Shmoneh Esrei, they start straight off with the Shmoneh Esrei, they say Ashrei, they say Kaddish, and they go straight into Chazaras Hashatz. What do you do, how do you explain all those shuls that do this? So he brings down from the Shelus and Shuvus Malamed Lahoel that it's not right, that they shouldn't do this. It's improper to do so. However, the footnote then brings down from Rav Yaakov Kamenetzi's Esal and the Emes Liyakov that there are exceptions to this that explain the limud schus on people or shuls that do have this custom to say the Hecha Shmoneh Esrei. And that is that the whole Chazaras Hashatz was set up originally for people that don't know how to daven. Today, people know how to daven, so therefore it's really technically unnecessary. And he furthermore adds, one shouldn't do this half Shmoneh Esrei by Shacharis, but by Mincha time there's a lot more room to be makel. He then brings down from Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the great Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, who says that during Chanukah time, one shouldn't take advantage of these half Shmoneh Esreis because you're missing out on saying Alei Nisim, but you should try to say a regular full Chazaras Hashatz on Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin writes, under the circumstances where you're afraid you're going to miss Zman Tfila, what does that mean? Pirush. Shalo yuchal ligbar shliach tzibur kol Shmoneh Esrei brachos toch Zman Tfila. That if you start the silent Shmoneh Esrei and then do Chazaras Hashatz, the Chazaras Hashatz will end after the Zman of Tfila. And this is Bein B'Shachris, Sheikh Le'azman De'ar B'Shos. This is talking by Shachris time where the Zman Tfila would end at 4 hours. Teshuv ain lo Schar Tfila B'Zmana, because after this point in time, what's the point of saying the Chazaras Hashatz? You don't get Schar Tfila B'Zmana. And this is, in fact, what we said above in Simen Peites. And this is true as well with Bein B'Mincha, the Yavar Zman Le'Gamri. And certainly by Mincha time, when you hit the Shkia, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's it. You're over the Zman of Tfila. There's no even grace period, as we'll see in a moment, between the 4 and 6 hours by Shachris. And this is, in fact, Kemashim Prima Gadim. This is the opinion of the Prima Gadim. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, look at what he has to say in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Chavetz Chaim's Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskel Shiavos Bantvila, he brings down the Prima Gadim that he just said, but he says, Lania's Dati, in my own humble opinion, is not so certain that the Prima Gadim is correct, because he says, by Shachar's time, you still do have that extra 2 hours of time between the 4 and 6 hours that would make it possible that it still would be better to say a silent Shemoneh Esrei followed by Chazor Shashatz that will be after the 4 hours but before the 6 hours are up, rather than just going straight into a Chazor Shashatz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches commenting on the Ramah saying that the Tzibur should say it along silently the initial part of the Chazor Shashatz with the Chazan. So he writes, V'im ein hasho d'chukah kochach, but if it's not under such extenuating circumstances that they think they're going to miss Zman Tefillah, lo yaschilu atzibur rakli acha shomar shlich tzibur kela kadosh. He says the more preferable way to do this half Shemoneh Esrei is have the Chazan start and say the Shemoneh Esrei until Kedusha. Everybody says Kedusha, the Chazan says the bracha of a kela kadosh, and then the Chazan continues out to Chonein, but everybody else starts from Hashem Suasai Tiftoch at that point in time. The issue footnote number 15 brings down, this is true even if there are only 10 people there, so technically you're not going to have 10 people davening all at the same time. He says this is still called Tefillah B'Tzibur. He also brings down that if you're not certain that everybody's going to be listening to your Chazor Shashatz, this is actually a preferable way to do it rather than take the chance that you're not going to have people listening to you for Chazor Shashatz if there's exactly 10 people in the shul. And this is indeed brought down by the Shari Rachman Lahagra and as well by Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. However, the Mishnah Berurah that we'll learn in Sivkot and Yutes suggests that it would be preferable in that situation for the Chazan to have in mind that he's davening a Tefillas Nedava rather than to skip the Sarlin Shemoneh Esrei and just go straight to the Chazor Shashatz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes commenting on the fact that you say until Hakel HaKadosh, then you say the Silent Shemoneh Esrei the rest of the way, even by the Chazan. Dainu gam nusach habrach l'dor v'dor ad Hakel HaKadosh. He says that you say as the Chazan out loud, l'dor v'dor, according to Ashkenazim, say l'dor v'dor, as opposed to the Nusach Sfad that says Ator Kadosh. So according to this idea that the Tzibur says it along silently, mila b'mila, with the Chazan, so they say l'dor v'dor over here in this Silent Shemoneh Esrei as well. Yomar Mashalach Tzibur Mila B'Mila. However, as we pointed out, unless it's really, really under extenuating circumstances, it's preferable not to say the word with the Chazan. Let the Chazan finish until Hakel HaKadosh. He'll continue Ator Chonein, as we said, and everybody else starts their Sarlin Shemoneh Esrei with Hashem Sosai Tivtoch, and then they'll say Ator Kadosh in their Sarlin Shemoneh Esrei. The Ramah concludes and he says, V'tov Shia Echad L'chol HaPacho Shiyana Amen Achar Hashliach Tzibur. It's preferable that there at least remain one person that can answer Amen to the words of the Shliach Tzibur. If everybody's saying it Mila B'Mila with him, then they can't answer Amen, so it's preferable that one person go and answer Amen. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud brings down, Hainu, B'She'ein Hashor D'Chuk Kochach, it's when they're not in such under extenuating circumstances in a rush, Rak She'ireim Shema Yavarzman, they're only concerned a little bit that maybe they missed his mind. So in this situation, let one person not say it with them and let him answer Amen, and he'll start a minute later. However, im hashor d'chukah b'yosef, but if it's really very, very late and they're really going to all miss this man, die b'mesh ha'tinokus yanu amein. So then if you have a child under the age of bar mitzvah, so he could answer amein and b'yotzei the amein in that respect. O yazminu li'echot shekvar yispalu shanu amein. Invite somebody else who's already davened and let him answer amein. Im efshalem b'kalu. So you do this if you can have a child or somebody else who's already davened, they'll come in and answer amein if you have easy ability to do so. V'ilav, but if you can't, then don't worry that nobody's answering Amen. They're all davening at the same time. That is okay. And this isn't comparable to what we're going to learn tomorrow. Shir in Sif Dalid. That if you don't have 9 people listening to the Chazan, so then it's a bracha levatola, as we've already mentioned earlier today as well. So that's different over there. Shiny Hosom Sher Kvar Hispalo Pamachas Vilachash. That's because the Chazan in that situation has already said a Sarlin Shemoneh Esrei, so he's already been Yotzei. So who's he now being Motzei? If you don't have a Tzibur listening to him, it's a Brachal of Atola. And therefore, Vahu Machavi Nato Rak Bishul Takonas Chazal. He's only doing this because of the Takon of Chazal to do Chazar Sashatz. Mashayn came Bazesh, Humispalo Rak Pamechos. Here, he's saying his Sarlin Shemoneh Esrei as the Shaliach Tzibur's Chazar Sashat. So here it's no problem. In tomorrow's Shir and Sif Dalet, it will be somewhat of a problem, but we've already addressed that earlier today in Dirshu footnote number 9, Ayin Sham. We'll conclude with the words of the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masru, Belachash Ad Lachar Akal Lekadosh. He brings down Lechatchilo, Roy, Letzibu, Lispal, Imashliach, Tziba, Milu, Milu, Ad Acha, Shumia, Tvila. Technically, everybody should go and say along with the Chazor Sashatz that the Chazan has started here without a silent Shemoneh Esrei, all the way up until Shumia, Tvila, and Modem. They should all say it together. They silently and the Shliach, Tziba out loud. And this is, in fact, the opinion of Lavush and the Vilna Gaon. And l'chora, that should be the way that one should do it. However, he brings down ha'olam ein noagin kein. The Velt doesn't do this. He'll take if liachar akela kadosh, as soon as they finish akela kadosh, the shliach tzibur and all the people, they daven silently. The Chofetz Chaim suggests that the reason for this is the berov noagin atzibur lahamtin actually yisayim shliach tzibur akela kadosh. Since we actually wait till the chazan finishes akela kadosh before we start our silent shemone esrei, it'll be too difficult to conclude at the same time shomei tefillah with him, and therefore we don't do this. That concludes today's shir.